It's Bad Bob. Produce start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning, State of Jefferson, and welcoming you here to another show on the Jefferson State of Mind. I am the Bear. The Mouse is still on hiatus while her husband does his service for God and Country. She will be joining us next week, but you got another week stuck just with me. We apologize for that, but buckle up and here we go. I hope you guys are out there having a good day in the State of Jefferson. It is a warm one here, as we've been saying. Summer is definitely here. The heat is here, and so far we've been fairly lucky on fire season with the thunderstorms. We do have one going up in Trinity County, but thankfully the town that was in danger up there is no longer under an evacuation order. They got the fire turned, so that's good news down here in the State of Jefferson. So one of the things that I really wanted to kind of get in on today, and it's a popular subject that we hit a lot here, because we need people to understand it completely and thoroughly, and just kind of hammer it home, is what is a Republican form of government? Because we are guaranteed by our Constitution to have a Republican form of government. And that's going to kind of, that theme's going to kind of tie in with where else I'm going today. And what a Republican form of government is: equal representation. It's the federal model of government that we have, a House of Representatives that is based on population so that the people have their say. And then it is a House, a Senate, that is based on equal representation, but based on kind of a geographical area, by a boundary, by the individual entities that make up the United States, so that there's equal representation of the people regardless of the size of the landmass or the population. Because democracy, and a lot of people tell you that the United States, that America is a democracy, and it's not. Our founding fathers never anticipated it being a democracy, never wanted it to be a democracy. You know, as one person recently put it, a democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And that's what we've been turned into in our state houses. We've been removed from that Republican form of government. You know, prior to 1964 and the culmination of the different cases that brought about Reynolds versus Sims, each of our counties here in the North State had an individual representative, had an individual county senator that could go to Sacramento and defend the rights of those people in those individual counties, regardless of the size, regardless of the population. They still had a voice. That was changed in 1964 when 30 state houses were put on the direct population model, which is representative democracy. It's not a constitutional republic. It's an invalid form of government. It is not the contractual form of government that the citizens of the United States at the time agreed to. California is actually operating outside of the bounds of the Constitution and legality with their form of government. Now, they will tell you that, oh, well, we were forced to do that by the Supreme Court decision of Reynolds versus Sims. But then I would put to you, who has more authority? Where in the Constitution is the Supreme Court granted the authority to supersede the Constitution? Where in there, in that entire document, does it say a Supreme Court decision can override the Constitution? It doesn't. It doesn't say that anywhere. So it's really kind of an invalid argument for them to say, well, the Supreme Court is forcing us to do this. Well, the Constitution of the United States of America says you will do it this way. And anybody that understands the way that our government is supposed to work understands that the Constitution is the higher authority. The Supreme Court has no authority to dictate that. It's an excuse to do it the way that it's done. And it's cost us dearly up here in the Jefferson Territory, in the counties that we consider the state of Jefferson. It's hurt us economically. It's destroyed 72% of our economy. It's hurt us culturally. It's hurt us socially. It's hurt us politically. We have, instead of 11 senators representing 11 counties, we have one assemblyman that is representing 11 counties. And I mean, really think about that. How does that work? What if you have a county that you represent in the far north that has greatly different needs, wants, and thought processes than one of the counties that you represent further south? How do you make that determination? When you are representing 11 distinct, unique groups of people, how do you decide which ones you're going to represent? It's not fair to the people. It's not fair to the representative himself, because he's going to be caught in the middle, and you know, more than likely he's going to have one or more of those sets of people upset with his decision because he had to make a decision to support someone else. It's a defunct form of government. It's an illegal form of government. And, you know, one of the key issue for the state of Jefferson is restoring that representation, and it's restoring the constitutionally mandated form of government. Everybody needs to understand what we are doing is absolutely legal. It's absolutely constitutional. It's absolutely moral, and it has to be done. Because one of the things that we're going to get into a little bit later, and some of the things that I've been researching, I've been looking heavily at the West Virginia process that happened when West Virginia separated from Virginia, and some of the things that happened there is in West Virginia actually withdrew their representatives from the Virginia legislature and set up their own government. And that was actually deemed valid by the Supreme Court because the government of Virginia was operating in an invalid, unconstitutional manner. They were operating outside of the Constitution at the time. They were actually attempting to secede from the Union, but the other actions and laws and taxes that they were levying were unconstitutional, and therefore the people of West Virginia were able to set up their own government and declare the government of Virginia as invalid and withdraw and set up their own state doing that. So there's some interesting things going on. We've been talking about a couple of the Supreme Court decisions that are going to be coming down later this month, actually over this exact question over representation. How should it be counted? Come to find out that the state of California has been including illegal aliens in their population counts to weight the representation. So they've diluted our votes, they've diluted our representation in the North even more than that by adding into the process and into the count to further skew the formula. People that are not even citizens. People that are not citizens of this country are receiving more representation than people that are. It's illegal, it's invalid, it's unconstitutional, and that's absolutely what we need to stop. And after we come back on from this first break here, one of the things that I'm going to dive into is how do we put a stop to it? We need to put a stop to it. What are some of the things that we can do to do that? And exactly how can we accomplish that? And are we willing to accomplish that? So I'll get into that after we come back on this side of the break. If you guys have any comments or questions or anything like that, as always, it's 530-605-4567.
Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new Riparian Forest Adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. The new Riparian Forest Adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I put out the call, and when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll.
Fool, try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no.
And that's absolutely right. Oh no, you didn't. And that's kind of what I want to get into next, is talking about our elected officials and when they no longer obey the rule of law, when they no longer operate in good faith or with the will of the people, when they no longer represent you. What do we do about that? I mean, a lot of people will make the complaints, oh, well, they're bought off by big corporations, and oh, they listen only to the people with the money. And all of these different things. But let me ask you a question. All of those corporations and special interests that provide all of that money, how many votes do they have? How many times can they go to the ballot box and vote? How many times can you go to the ballot box and vote? One time, unless you're some other people. But that one time is still more than that corporation. So you can make the argument about they're overfunded and they belong to their corporate sponsors and all of that. But still, continually, they are reelected. They run unopposed. They continue to find the office. No matter how angry, no matter how frustrated, people become with them, no matter how much they listen, and they're no longer afraid of their constituents. They're no longer afraid of the people. They are no longer responsive to your will, to your ideals, or what you want them to do, because we fail to hold them accountable. It doesn't matter how much money they collect. How many times can that money vote? It doesn't vote. We vote, or we stay home, or we continue to vote for somebody because we don't put somebody up to run oppose them. That's one of the things that we need to start doing, is where you are not being represented, you need to mount a campaign against those representatives and remove them from office. And I'm going to come back to that in a minute, but first we've got a phone call from Jan in Shasta.
Hi, Red. Good morning.
Morning, Jen.
I wrote a letter to the editor that they're not going to print, and it went into the representation issue you just talked about. And the Record Searchlight has decided, it's been over a month, they've decided not to print it. And I did another letter to the editor about the fire tax that they just printed this morning, but they edited it. And they made one huge error. I had talked about the old fire fee of $115. They changed it to $11.50 for some reason.
So let me get this straight.
$1,150.
The paper actually edited your letter to the editor to say something that you didn't say.
Well, they left out a zero and a decimal, for starters. The original fire fee, fire tax, was $115 to $150. And I did the math of 115 times 21,000 some odd people. And they changed, either by mistake, I hope they didn't do it on purpose, the $115 with a decimal point turned into 1,150 with no decimal point.
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, I have not come to expect better from our local media here. We've seen that with a lot of the media across Jefferson. They report incorrectly. They misquote, they misstate. And they're sure that there's some accidents and a few mistakes that happen, but they happen on such a regular occurrence, it comes down to either it's intentional or they are completely and totally incompetent.
Well, they made the other edit was towards the end. In my fire tax letter, I go into the whole how it was, why they called it a fee instead of a tax, because they didn't have the two-thirds majority to pass a tax. And then I go into, I believe it's also taxation without representation. And the state of Jefferson chooses, you know, we're working to restore equal representation. And they left that in, but I also put in SOJ51.net for more information. They edited that out.
Of course they did.
But the other thing I wanted to mention quickly this morning is we are doing Jefferson in the Park in Shasta Lake City. That'll be Claire Ingle Park on Saturday, June 27th at 6 o'clock. Mark Baird will be there, and bring your own chairs.
Yep, bring your own chairs. It ought to be a pretty good time, I think.
I was up to Fridays in the park a couple days ago in Shasta Lake City, and the place was rocking. They are, and for the most part, the people I've talked to in Shasta Lake City are supportive of Jefferson.
I would say that the majority of Shasta County is supportive of Jefferson. The only ones that don't seem to be are our elected officials. And I'm going to dive right back into that and get into saying, well, when that happens, it's time to replace these guys. Never again shall they run unopposed. Never again shall they not stand for the will of the people and not pay for it. We are going to spend the next 18 months metaphorically beating the living snot out of these supervisors all the way until they're out of office and replace them. And that's a promise. We're going to do it.
Great show this morning, Red. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jen. And one of the things that you need to do is quit being polite. Stop being polite with these guys. They are taking away your liberty. They're surrendering your will. They are throwing you under the bus. And then you turn around and say, oh, well, you know, we can complain about it, but we need to do it in a polite fashion. Oh, we need to be friendly about it. But why? Because you might offend them? Because what, they might throw your liberty under the bus because they might not vote your way? So you're not going to say anything unfriendly about them completely ignoring your will because they might ignore your will. That's complete nonsense, and I'm going to get into that again here in a minute, but I got another phone call. We got Bob in Reading.
Yeah, Rob.
Hey, Bob.
the thing is you were talking about big companies only having one vote, which is true.
Well, actually, the company itself has no vote. They just have money.
Yeah. The president of the company, vice president, they have a vote, okay. But what I'm saying is a lot of these big union companies, and this is all back even into the 70s and a little earlier, because they were union, the union would get behind somebody they wanted. They would put out memos that this is the person or persons they would like elected. And it got to be into the 80s and 90s. If you did not vote the way they did, they had a way of checking on you. And a lot of people lost their jobs back then because they did not vote the way these companies, well, not so much the company, but the union wanted them to vote.
Well, that
so
is
that
true.
Meant the big company had a lot more power.
But the worm is kind of turning on that one. I mean, we've had decisions where people are no longer required to be a part of a union, where they go to a job, whereas before they could force you to comply with the union and pay dues. That's being heavily tossed out. They now have protections for their votes. I know several union members now that don't exactly vote the party line a lot of the times, because a lot of the union guys have voted union to protect labor, but they're looking around and seeing what's going on, and they are seeing the erosion of their children's future. They're seeing the erosion of their rights. They're seeing the destruction of the country that they have literally helped build with their own hands, and they're kind
of... Well, look at the teachers' union. The teachers' union is pretty much all liberal, and they vote that way. I mean, and there's a reason for that.
Well, that's true to an extent, too, but there's even an uprising coming in the teachers' union. There are so many of these teachers that are upset and fed up with Common Core... That
yes.
they are simmering on rebellion themselves. There's a
I
lot of things that
some
are
of them
there's a lot of things that are starting to turn. It's very enthusiastic. I'm optimistic that there is about to be a tidal wave to take our country back. I'm going to have to get off here to a break pretty quick.
I will keep working the way I've been to help the right people get in office, because what you say is very correct.
We got to get rid of them.
You bet.
And I'm to the point of, you know, metaphorically, of course, dragging them out in the street and dumping tar and feathers on them and chasing them out of town on the rail.
You got it.
And
yes.
One of the things that I want to emphasize is stop being polite to these people. Stop worrying about their feelings. Stop worrying about, oh, whether, you know, you're handling it in a certain manner. No, get rude with them. Be honest with them.
Right.
Call them liars.
And
if they're a liar,
we
call
have
them a
city
liar.
Council and our county board of supervisors. I mean, they're ridiculous. They really are. And they're ruining Redding and Shasta County.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I thank you again, Bob.
All right.
And I'm going to get on with this thought here. And one of the things, and a metaphor that I would kind of like to use is, I'm sure most of you have raised kids or in the process of raising kids. Let me ask you a question. What would you do if your kid came up and walked into the living room and peed on the carpet? Would you forgive them for that? Would you not discipline them for that? Would you allow that to pass? Would you give them a lollipop for peeing on the carpet? No. Why do you do it with a politician? See, there's certain professions that people seem to forget the employer-employee relationship. That's doctors, lawyers, and politicians. People tend to forget who's working for who in those relationships. Now, essentially, that's what a politician is doing when they vote against you, when they refuse to sponsor your will, when you're a state assemblyman and the majority of the counties that you represent vote against a water bond, and then you go to Sacramento and vote for that water bond anyways, despite the phone calls that you took not to, despite the fact that your constituents told you not to, despite the fact that on the ballot they voted against it, and then you go to Sacramento and vote for that water bond, that is the metaphorical equivalent of walking in and peeing on the carpet. Why would you give your politician a lollipop for doing that? Why would you give him campaign contributions? Why would you give him support? Why would you write nice letters? Why would you throw him dinners? Why would you host him for a town hall after he did that? Why? Because you accept his excuses? Because you don't understand? You're not being reasonable? If your child peed on the carpet and looked at you and said, well, geez, Mom and Dad, you're not being reasonable. You don't understand how far away that toilet is. Would you accept that? I don't think you would. You know, or what if they looked at you and said, oh, well, you're the only one talking about it. You know, the other kids' moms and dads don't make them use the toilet. Would you accept that? I don't think you would. You know, oh, you don't understand. You know, you're not there. You're not, you know, you weren't there at the carpet on the time, and you don't understand my relationship with the toilet. You don't understand how the toilet works. Would you accept that excuse? No. So why do you accept the same thing out of your politicians? Do not forget what the employer-employee relationship is. Don't be afraid to discipline your politicians because they need it. And don't be afraid to speak your mind, to be honest. If they're a thief, call them a thief. If they're a liar, call them a liar. If they are underhanded, dastardly, backstabbing, and don't hold up campaign promises, call them out on it. And when election time comes, follow through, do everything you can to get out there and get them out of office. And if you can't get them out of office, at least let them know that you tried, make them work for it, make them campaign their butt off, make them out there asking for money, make them out there campaign so that you can get them out in the open and go after them in front of the public and expose them for who they are and beat the living crap out of these guys, metaphorically speaking, of course. So we'll be back after this break. And again, this is KCNR. You got any thoughts or comments? 530-605-4567.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we're discussing what is a constitutional republic over a representative democracy. Why do you put up with elected officials that don't do what you want them to do, that do not behave the way that they're supposed to, and then feed you with BS excuses you wouldn't accept even from a child? And what do you do about it? Because to be honest, we're at the point, we're at the tipping point. The fight's not coming. The fight is, it's here. It's absolutely here. And you need to make a conscious decision on whether you are going to fight or are you going to sit back and let your liberty slip away and let it go away and not do anything. And sitting on your couch and doing nothing is making a choice. It's not sitting on the fence any longer. You need to be up. You need to be active. If you want your representation back in the state of Jefferson, you need to get a hold of your local county committee, and you need to be out there at events helping to collect signatures. You need to come up. You need to be educated on the details of it so that you can spread the word. You need to be calling your board of supervisors. You need to be calling your representatives. You need to be doing what you have to do to help win this fight. Sitting there and saying, oh, I support the state of Jefferson, and then going about your day is not getting it done. That's a choice to do nothing. We appreciate your support. But it's not doing anything to win. It's not doing anything to save your children's future, save your grandchildren's future. You're going to have to get up. You're going to have to work. This is not going to be easy. It has not been easy. Have we made a lot of headway? Oh, yeah. Have we made it farther than most people ever thought that we could? Much, much farther. Have we shocked the politicians? Absolutely. Are they getting scared of us? Yes, they are. And it's a good feeling. But you're going to have to get up and help. You're going to have to get those support statements signed. You're going to have to make those phone calls. That's the only way that we win this thing. You have to mount campaigns when you run into board of supervisors that won't support you, assemblymen that won't support you, state senators that won't support you. You have to get up. You have to find someone to run against them. And you have to do everything within your power to help those people win. That's how we take it back. You don't get to take back your liberty sitting on your couch. It doesn't happen that way. There are people that will help educate you how to do this. There are tools that we can provide to help you do this. We are in this fight. We're going to stay in this fight. And everybody asks, will this ever happen? Yeah, because we're not going to stop until it does. As we often say, we are not asking California's permission. We are doing them the courtesy of informing them of our departure. And that is absolutely the truth of what's going on. Because one of the things that we have to understand is we are going to continue to work. We will not stop until this is done. And we have educated ourselves. We have learned so much about how things work and the truth of the nature. I'll be perfectly honest. The state of Jefferson has become dangerous to the political structure that is in place. Because if you do not support us, we will replace you. We will spend this election cycle beating you up until you are replaced. You probably ought to just resign if you don't want to take the beating to lose at the end of the day anyways. I mean, you could make it real easy and do the graceful thing. If you cannot in good conscience vote for the state of Jefferson, bow out, resign. We'll find someone that will, or we can beat you up for the next 18 months and replace you anyways and send you home to suck your thumb in the corner. Because we're tired of it. We are up to here. We're fed up with it. So the other thing that I want to dive into, and the reason that it is so vital that we fight, that we're willing to fight, and that we're willing to mount the kind of fight that it is to win, because we exist in occupied territory, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a lot of people are going to listen to that statement and go, oh, wow, that's Red's really off the rails this time. He's really out there. How can he say that we exist in occupied territory? You know, that sounds like some pretty good rhetoric. But let me read you something, because this is what occupied territory is defined as. Territory under the authority and effective control of a belligerent armed force. So let's break that down. Territory. Well, we do represent territory, the 20-some-odd counties that represent the state of Jefferson, so we qualify as territory. Under the authority and effective control. Well, we are under the authority and very effective control of Sacramento and Southern California and its legislators, of a belligerent armed force. Well, does the state of California represent an armed force? Well, they have a National Guard. They have a state police force. They have several armed agencies. So I would say that they qualify as an armed force. Do they not? So we are territory. We are under the authority and effective control of an armed force. So what it really comes down to is the state of California belligerent towards the state of Jefferson? Well, let's break down belligerent. Belligerent is defined as hostile and aggressive. Is Sacramento and the legislators in Sacramento, for the most part, hostile towards the Jefferson counties? They're dismissive. They're snobbish. You know, one of the other definitions of belligerent is willing to engage in a persistent fight. Is Sacramento consistently engaged in a persistent fight with the state of Jefferson? Well, no, not really. But why is that? That's because the state of Jefferson can't mount a fight against Sacramento. So let me ask you another question. If California was held to the constitutional mandate of representative government and we had the 20-some senators that were missing, do you think there would be a fight in Sacramento? Do you think it would be persistent and hostile and aggressive? It absolutely would be. So, really, I don't know if that qualifies that not because there's a fight, it's because of our inability to mount a fight. Sacramento is hostile towards us. They're hostile towards our representatives. They make our representatives bow and scrape before other representatives and kneel and plead for anything that we can get. We have to surrender our sovereignty. We have to surrender our way of life. We have to surrender all kinds of things for a scrap. That's what they do to our representatives. I would consider that very hostile. Okay. Are they aggressive? they are absolutely aggressive in the pursuit of their own ends and their own policy. Is California's pursuit of their environmental policy not aggressive? California's environmental policy is the most aggressive there is on the face of the planet. And who does it harm the most? We, the agrarian society in the state of Jefferson. So yes, they're absolutely aggressive against us. Are they not? So we have a hostile, aggressive society that I would say absolutely meets the definition of belligerent. So are we not territory under the effective control and authority of a belligerent armed force? We absolutely are, ladies and gentlemen. We're living in occupied territory. And like I said, a lot of people are going to say, wow, that's really kind of out there and off the rails. But we definitely meet the definition of occupied territory. And many people are going to say, well, no, we really don't, because we're under contract. We're under the California Constitution. We're under the United States Constitution. You know, there's the social mandate to live under these laws and these rules. So you can't really say you're under occupied territory. But do you remember in the beginning when I said that California's form of government is invalid because it is not a constitutional form of government? So if California has violated that contract, has violated the Constitution, is not operating their government under the Constitution, if they are not operating lawfully, yet we are still under their effective control and authority because they are a belligerent armed force, we absolutely are existing in occupied territory. Are you starting to kind of see the point that I'm making here? We are an occupied people. Think about that. I mean, really think about that argument and let it set in. Now, I want to ask you, does that upset you? Or do you just kind of shrug your shoulders and go about your day? I know what it does to me. It enrages me. It empowers me even more. It upsets me even more. So the next time you go and talk to an elected official, and they tell you, no, I don't really support the state of Jefferson. No, I don't really support your state of your representation. What that person is really saying to you is, no, I'm a collaborator. I work with your occupiers. I work with the people that are suppressing you and keeping you down. I am a apparatus of your occupier. And ask yourself, why would you accept any excuses from that person? Why would you allow that person to exist in office? So we've got to get off to our last break here, and we'll come back on to the other side of it. And we will be right there.
Are you coming to the tree where Dad may go down for his love to flee? Strange things did happen, you know, stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree?
Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serve its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Feed it off an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to west are coming in a hurry with the furies. Team reporters baffle Trump, tether crap, look at that, no plane, fine, dead, uh-oh, overflow, population comment, proof what it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world serves its own needs, listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright, light, feeling, pretty sight,
it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
It is the end of the world as we know it. The only decision left is what is the new one going to look like. I know my vision for it. I know the people in the trenches' vision for it. We want our country back. We want our liberty back. I understand we're having some issues with the live stream today. Those of you that can hear me or if you're popping in and out, it is available on archive to go back and listen to the show at 1460 KCNR. You can also go to ShastaLantern.net and click radio links. That'll take you right to our show or Sovereign Minds that's coming up next. But I want to kind of finish out with tying this whole thing together. I mean, we started discussing that California's form of government is not a legal, constitutional, or valid form of government. They cannot hide behind the argument that the Supreme Court made them do it because the Supreme Court has absolutely zero authority to override what the Constitution says, and the Constitution mandates an equally representative Republican form of government that we do not exist under. We have politicians that don't want to represent you, do not want to follow your will. They want to do as little as possible and get reelected and make sure their campaign contributions are there. And they are counting on your apathy, on your unwillingness to do the work to remove them, on your unwillingness to find a candidate to support, to gut them like the fish that they are. Then we need to understand that you have to get off the couch. You cannot win this fight by sitting on your couch and waving a flag. You've got to collect signatures. You've got to get petitions out there. You have to have legislation drafted. You have to have ordinances drafted. And you have to work until the dark of night to get these things done. Because we are living in occupied territory. I've read you the definition of occupied territory. And I would dare anybody to argue with me that we don't meet that definition. We live under an unconstitutional, invalid government. They are belligerent. They are armed and they have effective control and authority over our territory. That is the absolute definition of occupied territory. We are an occupied people. Are you okay with that? Because I am not. And I am going to do everything within my power to work. And when I grow tired and when I grow weary, I am going to light my fire, and I'm going to remember things like Shasta County Supervisor Les Baugh looking me in the eye and shaking my hand and lying right to my face that he would support the state of Jefferson. I am going to remember things like Shasta County Supervisor Leonard Modi sitting across a desk from me and looking me in the eye and saying that the Constitution of the United States of America is too generic a document to enforce. I am going to remember things like Butte County Supervisor Steve Lambert looking at a packed house of his constituents and saying, I will not support the state of Jefferson because I own a ranch and my cattle truck might have to share the road with another cattle truck because the state of Jefferson means growth. When I am bone weary and tired and my feet hurt from walking house to house and handing out pamphlets and distributing the information and doing the work that it needs to remove these tyrants, these miniature tyrants, these double-A baseball of tyrants. These guys are putzes, and they got to go, okay? And when I am tired and I am weary and I've been doing this the whole time and I don't want to do it anymore, I'm going to remember those things. I'm going to remember those statements and go, okay, another 100 houses. Okay, another 1,000 phone calls. Because these are the things that I'm going to let drive me. I'm going to remember Assemblyman Brian Daly voting for the water bond that is going to mortgage my grandchildren's future, even though 10 out of the 11 counties he represents voted against him and told him not to. I'm going to remember Congressman Doug LaMalfa and his lie to us about not voting for John Boehner. I'm going to remember Congressman Doug LaMalfa and his vote for the TPA that is giving the president the authority to destroy American sovereignty and destroy American workers' rights. Well, he lies to us that we don't understand the dynamic. We don't understand the document. Because I'll ask you a question. Out of the two people right here, me and Doug LaMalfa, which one do you think is the one of us that has actually read the TPA? It's not Doug LaMalfa. Because if Doug LaMalfa has read the TPA, he's either illiterate or unable to comprehend, or he's a liar. Because the TPA absolutely states everything that everybody is afraid of. It is an attack on our sovereignty. It is an expansion of the World Trade Organization. It is an attack on American rights. It is an attack on our standard of living. And I am no longer going to accept the excuses. I am no longer going to accept the lies. And I am no longer going to sit quietly and idly by while our country is destroyed and my children's future is destroyed. I'm going to do the work. I know there are hundreds and thousands of other people that are with us that are going to do the work. And when we're tired, we are going to remember things like this. We're going to remember that cold, clammy little hand, Les. That little lie as you looked us in the eye and lied right to our face. And we're going to do another 100 houses apiece. We are going to rip you out of your seats. We are going to spend the next election cycle beating you up in the press. We are going to come to your meetings. We are going to do everything that we can to remove you. And we may not win, but by the time we are done, you are going to be so black and blue you might wish we had. Because it ends. It ends now. We are through. We are sick and tired of it. We're coming to take our country back. And like I said, you could do yourself a favor and resign and we'll replace you with somebody now, or you can spend 18 months in the grapple. So, like I said, this has been Jefferson State of Mind. I'm happy that you guys have been here to join me. Those of you that had trouble with the chat room, I hope you get a chance to listen to this show in the archive. It's a beautiful day out there, Jefferson. Let's go take our republic back. Let's take our government back. Let's secure liberty for our posterity. And do our civic duty and stand the watch. All right. We guys will see you next week. Hopefully the mouse will be back. Until then, this is the Bear. Keep the sunny side up, Jefferson.